Good morning. It's getting a little bit warm. The kernel, the source of the shiur that I'm going to say this morning was the sermon that I said on Shabbat HaGadol here in Shul. It was an idea that I had. That was my drasha. And while I was standing up there saying the drasha, it occurred to me, hey, this could be a real shiur. The truth is, it could have been a real Shabbos HaGadol drasha. It was a Shabbos HaGadol sermon. A Shabbos HaGadol drasha is something that you say in the afternoon, and my minhag always was, as was the minhag of Chabonim, I put on a talus and say the Shabbos HaGadol drasha with a talus on. This was a sermon, and the sermon is now expanded into a shiur. I can tell you the broad outline in one sentence. I'm going to paint two pictures. I'm going to use powerful brush strokes, sharp colors. Two pictures. The two pictures are going to be absolutely diametrically opposed one to another. Two completely different pictures. The problem is, they're going to be pictures of the same person. And ultimately, the end of the shiur has to be, how do I reconcile these two completely different pictures? Is it the same person? It is the same person. So what happened to him? How did he change from picture one to picture two? The person that I'm going to talk about is Eliyahu HaNavi. There are two completely different Eliyahu HaNavis, it seems. And we have to reconcile it. There's the Eliyahu HaNavi of Tanakh. And there is the Eliyahu HaNavi whom we recognize and whom we know and for whom we wait. Now, I also have, call it mazel. You think I didn't find something in Parashat HaShavua that relates to Eliyahu? You think it's just going to be a Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmaut? It's in the parasha. I'll show you everything. Let's go. Sefer Melachim. Vayas Achav et Hasherah. There was a king of Israel called Achav. He made the Hasherah. That was an idolatrous tree. Vayosef Achav lasos lahachit et Hashem lukei Yisrael. He did all sorts of things to anger the God of Israel. Mikol malchei Yisrael asher hayulafanav, from all of the kings of Israel that preceded him. Achav was a big rasha. Biyamov, and in his days, Bono Chiel Beit Ha'eli at Yericho. A fellow Yechiel from Beit El built or rebuilt the city of Yericho. Ba'aviram Becharo Yesada, when he made the foundations of the city, his oldest son Aviram died. Ubisuguv Tziro Hitziv Dlateha. And when he put up finally the doors to the city of Yericho, his youngest son died. All of his children died during the process of that construction. Awesome. And the pasuk says, "Kedvar Hashem Hashem Diber Biyad Yehoshua Ben Nun." That was a fulfillment of the words of God that He said to Yehoshua Ben Nun, that nobody should ever rebuild the city of Yericho. And if they rebuild the city of Jericho with his eldest, he will lay the foundations, and with his youngest, he'll put on its doors. Of course, we're not going to go into studying the psychology of fear. Mibetel, doesn't he see how the prophecy, the curse of Yeshua, is fulfilled? You know, human beings are very fascinating. What do they call it? They call it in psychology, they call it cognitive dissonance. If I don't want to pay attention to something, I just don't pay attention to it. And no. This one happened to be sick, and this one happened to have this and that. But no. No curse. Now begins the story of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi enters Tanakh here, chapter 17, in the Melachim Aleph. Vayomer Eliyahu HaTishbi Mitoshevei HaGilad. Eliyahu HaTishbi, one of the residents of Gilad, said to Achav, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I swear by God, the God of Israel, Asher Amadati Lefonav, before whom I stood, im yeh hashonim ha'ele tal umoda ki im lefi dvari. He places a curse on the land of Israel of the 10 tribes. There shall be no rain and no dew. He brings down an awesome, fierce, fearful, terrifying curse. And it seems that all of this took place when Eliyahu and Achav met at the Shiva house of Hiel Beit Ha'eli. He is sitting Shiva for his youngest son, and a conversation begins between Achav and Eliyahu. And Achav said, take a look. We're worshipping idols. Where are all of God's curses? Hey, take a look. Eliyahu may very well even have, may have been most probably one of the strangest Shiva visits of all. There's nothing Eliyahu has more to say than Yechiel. You got what you deserved, Yechiel. You built Yericho? That's all that's supposed to happen. When he hears from Achav, but take a look. What are you telling me? He was punished because of the curse. We're worshipping idols. So at that moment, Eliyahu places a curse on the land of the 10 tribes of Israel. No rain, no dew. Finished. That's it. As we will see, Eliyahu is a kanoi. He is a zealot to the honor and dignity of God. A kanoi. But there's something more we have to know about Eliyahu. In Parashat Machleimot, Baridavei Hashem Elokei Lemor, God spoke to Moshe saying, Daveil v'nei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel, Yo'amart Aleihem, and you should say to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani God your God. Kemasei Eretz Mitzrayim, Ashi Yishavtem Bo, Lo Tarsu, you shall not do like that which was done in the land of Egypt. Kemasei Eretz Kenan, Asher Ani Mevi Etchem Shama, and like what was done in the land of Canaan, to which I bring you there, Lo Tarsu, you shall not do, Ubechukoteyem, Lo Teilechu, and you shall not go in their statutes and in their laws. You're not permitted to do anything that is borrowed from Avodah Zorah, from idolatry. Et mishpatai tasu, vet chukosai tishmeru, you should do my statutes, you should keep my laws, lo lecha behem, to go with them, ani Hashem lekechem. Chok and mishpat, the two pillars of Jewish law, that's what you have to do. Ushmatam et chukotai vet mishpatai asher, yaseh otam ha'adam, for Chai Bahem, Ani Hashem.
do my mitzvahs, my chukim and mishpatim, and you shall live through them. The words b'chai b'hem are used in the Gemara in order to tell us an extremely important halacha. The mitzvahs of Torah were given so that one should live through them and not die through them. From here we learn that pikuach nefesh is dofek kol haTorah. You have a chal Shabbos when it's a case of pikuach nefesh. You do a lot of avedas where it's a matter of saving a life, because for chayba. The Ramban goes further. Number three is the Ramban. And in the Ramban, he's going to describe that there are people who do mitzvahs in order to receive the reward. They will be rewarded in this world. There are those who do mitzvahs because they want reward in the world to come. They will have this life and the life to come. But then there's a third category of Jew. There's a third, rare, very rare category, and that's to underline on the left hand side, for her ozvim kol in yanei ha'olam hazeh ve'inam mashgichim alav, those who set aside and simply abandon anything that is involved in this world. They're not concerned, they're not interested in worldly pleasures. They conduct themselves as though they're not people with bodies. All their thoughts and all their deeds, everything is only about God. That's what Eliyahu was. Eliyahu HaNavi had removed himself from all intents and purposes from this world. He was entirely bound up with God. And he clung to that great name, the name of God. The real exception to all rules. Those people, the few that there are like that, and we really know too, Eliyahu, Yichyu La'ad B'gufam U'B'Nafsham, they live forever, physically and in their souls. Eliyahu takes on, throughout history, he takes on all sorts of personalities. The Gemara is full of Eliyahu HaNavi appearing at flesh and blood, at some classic moment in time, in order to bring the Hatzolah to Klal Yisrael. I saw something yesterday and said there are two people about whom we say after their name, Zohur Latov. Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor Latov, Vegam Charvona Zachor Latov. Charvona is the one who comes in at the crucial moment of Achashverosh and he says, Haman has erected a gallows 50 cubits high on which to hang Mordechai. What a classic moment! What a classic moment! Charvona. You know what's called Zohar Latov? Because Charvona was Eliyahu. Isn't that right? This Charvona, you understand, comes to make a churban at the right moment. I never saw that before. They're talking the only ones that are called Zohar Latov. Sometimes you can make a mistake. There are some places where there's in shul, there's a kisei shel Eliyahu, a tier of Eliyahu, and it says Zal after it, Zion, Lamed. Not Zichrono Levracha, Zohor Latov. He's remembered for good. Alright? actually, the Chayadur, the Ramban goes on to say, כנראה ככתוב באליהו וחיידו ממנו בקבולה, in קבולה we know, אליהו lives. אליהו lives. אליהו never died. Only one. וכמו שבו במדרושים בחנוך, about חנוך, one of the 10 generations from Adam till now, if it says, איננו, he is not, כי לא כך אותו אלוקים, because God had taken him. Hanoch also was a great tzaddik of that sort. What? Sarah Bat Osher lived long. Achia Hashiloni lived long. But they did not ascend heavenward with their bodies. The only one was Eliyahu. The only one was Eliyahu. There's a big difference between those who spend many generations, like Serach Bat Osher, and as I say, Achia Shiloni, but not the, oh no, 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 Elio, we're going to see how pervasive Elio is in our minds and our consciousness. We bump into Elio wherever we go. We bump into Elio. Reserve judgment. Wait till I painted the picture. Number four. Number four is from Sefer Melachim. Eliyahu is upset. Eliyahu flees. Eliyahu is running before Izebel. Izebel, the wife of Ahav, she wants to kill him. And he flees. And he comes to Beersheba. And at Beersheba, he eats and he lies down. And then an angel comes and tells him, Kum echol eat, ki rav mecho haderech. Pasuk chet vayokom, vayokal, vayishbet. Vayelech bekoach ha'achilo ha'i'i. Arboim yom v'arboim leila, avad belokim chorev. Eliyahu wanders, walks, travels for 40 days and 40 nights from that one meal that he had until he arrives at the mountain of God at Sinai, Chorev Sinai, by Yehoshanah Mara, and he came there to the cave. What's the cave? You know what the cave is? The cave is the cave that God put Moshe into, and he told him, you want to see me, you will see my back, but you will not see my front. Vayavar Hashem al ponav, and God goes before Moshe. And what did God show him? Keshet tefillin hera li'onav. Anis Midos, he showed the keshet tefillin to the humble one Moshe. That same cave where Moshe was zocher to catch a glimpse of God, that's where Eliyahu now is. Ve'olin shom, and he stayed overnight there. Ve'nei tvar Hashem elov, and behold, the word of God comes to him. Ve'yom elov. And he said to him, God says to Eliyahu, let's hear this, listen to this conversation. Malachopo Eliyahu, Eliyahu, what are you doing here? Listen to the response of Eliyahu. Vayomer, and he says, Kano kineiti l'Hashem elokei tzvakot, I have been exceedingly zealous for Hashem, the God of hosts. The Ozu Britcha b'nei Yisrael, the children of Israel, have forsaken your covenant. At Mizbechotecho Horosu, they have shattered your altars. At Nevi'echo Horku Bechorev, they have killed your prophets by the sword. Voivater Amil Vadi, I alone remain. Vayivachuet Nafshi Lakachta, and they seek my life to kill me. I don't think there is another pasuk in all of Tanakh where a Navi speaks out with such vehemence against the Jewish people. Ozvu et bitcho, harsu et mizbechotecha, horgu et nevyecho. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do you know what? You know what we're going to have? What picture we have of Eliyahu in Tanakh? The picture of Eliyahu in Tanakh is God's angry man. He's done great things with his anger. He brings all of Israel to Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, that whole awesome day until all of Israel cries out, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, God is God, God is God. And he kills the prophets of Baal. But here he speaks about the Jewish people. Kanokineti. Vayomer. God said to him, say, Vamanato Baharlos Hashem, go out and stand on the mountain before God. Vinei. You know what happens? You know what he sees? Hinei Hashem, over there God is passing. Ruach Gdola v'chazak mefarek harim v'shabes lo'im l'chnei Hashem. Before God arrives, there is a storm, a powerful storm wind smashing mountains and breaking rocks before God. Lo v'ruach Hashem. God is not there in that thunderous storm. That's not where God is. And then, v'achar ruach, after the ruach, rash, terrible, terrible noise. Lo v'rash Hashem. God is not in all of that noise. V'achar rash eish, and after the big, terrible noise comes fire. Lo v'rash Hashem. That's not where God is. V'achar rash, and after the fire, Kol demoma dako, a still, thin sound. Oh, v'yihi kishmo Eliyahu, when Eliyahu heard that, when he heard the silence, v'yolet panav ba'adarko, v'yetze v'yamo petach ha'ma'ara, v'yinei lov kol, he goes out and he covers his face with his cloak and he stands in front of the cave, and you know what happens? Again, the voice asks him the same question. What are you doing here, Eliyahu? And you know what his answer is? Precisely the same answer he gave before. Kano kineti l'Hashem Elokei Tzvaot, and I have been exceedingly zealous for God. Ki ozu britcha b'nei Yisrael, your children of Israel have forsaken your covenant. Et mizbechotecha harosu, they have shattered your altars. Et nevi'echa hargu v'charav, your prophets they killed by the sword. V'yivatera nilvadi, I alone remain. V'yivatchu et nafshi l'karta, and they want to kill me too. The Medrash elaborates on this, and the Medrash says the following. God says to him, he says they've broken your covenant, they've shattered your covenant. God says to him, I like to use Yiddish word. You know what it means to zit machen tamavata? You know what that means?
Yeah.
To make, the best translation is, to make yourself not knowing big. All right? And the Rishon says to him, what? My covenant? They shattered. Make your covenant, not my covenant. They shattered your altars. Again? My altars? Not my altars. Make your altars. They've killed your prophets. So God says, wait a minute, but you're alive. This is the beginning of the end of Eliyahu's sojourn on earth. Eliyahu is the raging, angry man of God, the zealot of all zealots. There are two opinions in the Russian Are Pinchas and Eliyahu the same? Or are they two separate and distinct people? Of course, if Eliyahu is Pinchas, then we know already. He's already the Kanoi from the end of Parshat Balak and the beginning of Parshat Pinchas. If he is Eliyahu, then he is then he's another. So there are two Kanoim by Kanzo. God, according to the Medrash and the Psukim, can't handle Eliyahu's Kanois. God doesn't want somebody who's going to find fault with his people. My covenant, by the way, the Medrash of course says that for that reason Eliyahu is banished, blessed, condemned, zocher, to be present at every bris. There is a kisei shel Eliyahu, a child. And you know what he has to do. This fellow Eliyahu comes up every night and he gives a list. I imagine the relation has to know Eliyahu. Have they broken my covenant? Yeah, you're right. Gives him a list of all the bills that he's been at. You've done a lot of traveling today, Eliyahu. You've been all over the world. Understand? Oh, who knows? It may have been someplace during the days of the Iron Curtain, someplace hidden in Russia where a bris takes place. It could have been in a concentration camp where Jews risked their lives for a bris milah. And he keeps reporting back every day. Number five is a big medrash. I only put it here so that I should have it, and only to be able to tell you that what's fascinating over here is the medrash simply has one idea. And the idea is expressed in the medrash that Moshe and Eliyahu were similar. There are over 20 similarities between Moshe and Eliyahu. Some of them we just learned in the Pesukim. Moshe lived for 40 days and 40 nights without having eaten. Eliyahu just now lived 40 days and 40 nights without eating. God put Moshe into the cleft of the rock, and now Eliyahu is in the cleft of the rock. Similarity after similarity. Moshe is called Goel HaRishon, the first Redeemer. Eliyahu is going to be the one who will bring the second Redeemer. The two of them are the same. The two of them are the same. But it's awesome. It's awesome. Someday Lineda will find an opportunity to learn this whole Medrash. Their lives are just like just about everything in their lives is similar. Yeah, Moshe is the one who shattered and destroyed the Egel. Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel is the one who shatters the Baal up there. Moshe kills those who worship the Egel. Eliyahu kills the 400 prophets of Baal. Goes on and on. But, I just let you in on something. There's a certain difference between the two. The Medrash doesn't mention it. I'm saying it. Moshe plays no role whatsoever on the night of Pesach of the Haggadah. You know who does play a role? And how he does? Eliyahu HaNavi. We have a cup for Eliyahu HaNavi. We open up the door, by the way, it's a halacha, I'm going to read right away, we're going to read the Aruch HaShulchan, and we open up the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, and you know you're supposed to say, Baruch Haba! Everybody waits for the moment of Eliyahu. How many millions of Jewish children did their fathers tell them? You see, there's less wrong in the class now. Eliyahu. But Abba, if he's going to drink in every house, he's going to be drunk by now. But hurry. Eliyahu is Baruch Haba. And what is it? Let's go to the next page. This last page, you may not be able to see it, but on this last page, at the top of the page where it's stapled, I write Eliyahu 2. Eliyahu 1, we've described until now, is the Eliyahu of Tanakh. The Eliyahu of Tanakh is the Kanoi, the zealot, the angry man. And all of a sudden, look what happens to Eliyahu. Number 6, he's the last person mentioned in all of Tanakh. Nevuah ends at the end of Sefer Malachi. And this is what we read on Shabbos HaGadol. Zikru Toras Moshe Avdin. You know what's fascinating? The two of them are transposed, one facing the other. Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im, says, Zikru, remember, Toras Moshe Avdi, the Torah of Moshe, my servant, Asher Tziviti Oto B'Chodev, aha, that I commanded him in Chodev. That's where Eliyahu came to as well. I'll call you Yisrael, Chukim U'Mishpatim. The same Chukim U'Mishpatim that we're talking about in Parashat Achneimu. Hinei Anoti Sholeach Lachem. At Yohan Navi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem Hakadol Hanara. Behold, I send to you. I send to you Eliyahu before the great and awesome day. Eliyahu is the one who's going to announce the coming of Mashiach. The Heshiv Leif Avot Al Banim, the Leif Banim Al Avotam. He's going to bring people together, families together, generations together. Lest I come and strike the land with destruction. Since we don't want to end Tanakh, Nevuah, and the Haftorah with something like that, we repeat the pasuk. Hinei Anochi Shaloach Lachem et Eliyahu Hanavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem Hagadol Hanora. Now we're going to describe this new Eliyahu Hanavi. There's a new Eliyahu Hanavi who appears on the scene. Not the same as before. And he's going to, he serves tremendous functions. That first word over there, number 7. In the brachas that we say after the Haftorah, Samchenu Hashem Elokeinu be'Eliyahu Navi Avdecha, God grant us joy through Eliyahu the prophet, v'malchut ben David mishlichecha, and the kingdom of the house of David. V'mehero yavau, let Eliyahu come speedily, v'yogel benu, and make our hearts glad. Benching, parachamon, v'yishtachlanu, et Eliyahu Hanavi zachur latov. Benching every day, Rachamon, who Yishlach Lonu, he shall send to us, may the compassionate one send us Eliyahu the prophet, may he be remembered for good, Zahur Latov. The angry man, the one who condemns the Jewish people, is the one who's going to bring us Bisarot Tovot Yishuot Benechamot. Good tidings of salvation and consolation. Number nine is the halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan says la halacha. The achash eshosu akos hashlishi yefti, you bring the third coast. Noag in loma, the minute is to say, shvo chamoscha, the liftar hadelet, and to open the door. Today this first shulel shiurim, that you should remember that the night of Pesach, the night of watching and guarding, and in the schut of this faith that we believe in Pesach and all that it stands for, and Eliyahu Yavo Mashiach will come, the Yishbol Chamatola Bablim, and he will pour out his wrath upon the Babylonians, the Chorvu Beit HaMikdash, and it really means on all nations, all of them. Ki Kodem Biyat HaMashiach Yavo Eliyahu. And because before the coming of Mashiach, Eliyahu is going to come, Kedixiv, Hinei, as it says, Hinei Anofi Shaleach Lachem Et Eliyahu Hanavi, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem Agadol, V'lachein, Hamina, the Menigiz Lahamid Od Kos Ben Tzah Shulchan, you put another cup in the middle of the table, the Kodah Notam, we call it Koso Shel Eliyahu. And then he says, there are also those who stand up from their reclining, and they say, Borach Haba, come in, we're waiting for you. והכל לחיזוק האמונה, all of this comes to strengthen our faith. כי כך אנו מקובלים, because this is what we have received from our rabbis, שבניסן נגלו, ובניסן הפקידים להיגאל, in Nisan Jews were redeemed, and in Nisan they are going to be redeemed again. By the way, Nisan does not mean only the 30 days of the month of Nisan. Nisan also means the season of Nisan. The season of Nisan includes the month of Iyar as well. If it includes the month of Iyar, well, it's not too far. One need not be terribly unreligious to say that Hey Iyar, the 5th of Iyar, the establishment of the state, and the 28th of Iyar, on which Yerushalayim again became ours, and all of the victories of the Six-Day War all fall into the category of the Nisan Akidin Ligael. We will be redeemed during the time of Nisan. I'm listening to the radio now, you know. Most of the stuff you hear on the radio is very moving these days. Very, very moving. There's a lot of moving stuff. You know, I come here in the morning after there's an article in the Jerusalem Post. I know you wait for Tuesday morning to find out what's in the Jerusalem Post. I don't want to let you go home without knowing. There's a great article by Penina Weiss. Penina Weiss is the daughter of Rabbi Stuart Weiss of Ra'anana, whose brother Ari was killed in Mohammed Chomat Magen. I remember I was at that Lavanya in Ra'anana. My heart is breaking. So she describes what it's like to be a sister who has lost a brother. Uh-huh. Extremely, extremely moving piece. There are a few other moving pieces over there, but that's the most important one to read. And then, lately, as usual, I think I'm going to have to tell them about it. The editorial is good, very good again. Very good. Okay. Anyway. So number 10 is, what do we say to Elio? You know what we say to Elio? We pour out our hearts and call upon him. Pour out your wrath against the nations who did not know you, who do not know you. And kingdoms who do not call your name. Because they have consumed Yaakov and they have destroyed his dwelling place. Pour out your anger and let your wrath reach them. Tirdof ba'af v'tashmidein mitachat shnei Hashem. Pursue them with anger and destroy them from beneath the heavens of God. Number 12. Meitzoi Shabbos. Meitzoi Shabbos is the night of Elio Hanavi. Elio Hanavi. Who didn't grow up singing Elio Hanavi? Elio HaTishri? Elio HaGiladi? God's angry man is the one who we sing about on Meitzoi Shabbos. By the way, why Meitzoi Shabbos? A number of reasons. One of the reasons that's given is Mashiach cannot come on Friday or Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, women, and today it's of course women and men, are too busy preparing for Shabbos. Everything is equal today. Everything is equal. She makes the chicken, you make the challenge. She makes the gefilte fish, you make the salad. Men and women are busy Arab. And do the sponge? Do I do the sponge now? Okay. The best that I do is I stay out of the kitchen and out of your way. He doesn't come on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. So when's the first moment he can come again? Mitzvah Shabbos. So Mitzvah Shabbos we sing, Elio, we're waiting for him all over again. Elio Anavi. I'll read quickly through part of this. It's very beautiful. Elio Anavi, Elio Atishvi, Elio Agilodi, the Mehiro Yavoi Elenu Lehen hurriedly come to us in. But he has to bring along, he has to bring Moshiach ben David. Ish asher kinei l'shem hakel, the one who was zealous for the name of God. Ish busar shalom ayudei yikutiel, he is the one who brings the message of peace from God. Ish gosh v'yechapeh adonai, so the one who went up to the altar and he brought forgiveness for the Jewish people. Ish Dorosh, name Osa Ro Enav, a man who saw 12 generations, I'm not precisely sure what it means. Ish Hanikro Bal Seor, he had long hair. The Simanav, that was one of the ways to know him, he had long hair. Ish the Ezor Or Ozurba Matnav, the Navi describes him as having a belt of leather around him. Ish Zaf, the man who was full of anger against those who served the son. Ish Chosh V'Nishba, the one who hurried and swore, V'Yod Gishmei Ma'onim, that there shall not be rain. Ish Tal Umotar Otzar Shalom Shalom, the man who withheld rain and dew for 3 years. And by the way, it's fascinating how in Tanakh the Rebbeinu shows him, he sends him to the house of a woman who's poor, who has very little to eat, and she and her children are starving from hunger. The Rebbeinu wants him to know, take a look at you, this is your fault, this is your fault. Ish Yotzol Umtzol Enatzo Nachat Ish Kilkiluhu Horvim, he was the ravens brought food to him. Alright, a few lines further. Ish Atidlish Talech Mishmer Avot, the one who's going to be sent eventually. Ish Pakid are called the Sarot Tovot, the one who is in charge of all good news. Good news comes from Eliyahu. Ish Sir Neman Lahashiv Leif on Bani Malavos. He is the man who is trusted to bring hearts of fathers and sons together. Ish Kara, the one who called out, Kano Chinei Til Hashem. The same Eliyahu who was the angry man whom God said, I can't handle all of this. Well, this Eliyahu, through history, becomes a completely different one. He's the beloved, he's the compassionate, he's the one who was there at every moment of crisis. Who knows how many things have been done by Eliyahu. Gedolei Yisrael, who was Zecha, saw Eliyahu, had Gilui Eliyahu, they heard Eliyahu. It's unbelievable. Eliyahu permeates Jewish experience. Not the same Eliyahu of Tanakh, not the angry man, the one who brings good news, the one who's concerned, the one who's there to help, the one who's compassionate, the one who suffers with his people. It's a completely different Eliyahu. Let's go on. Ish Tishbi al Shnom Nikro Tatsuchenu al Yadu Batorah. Please let us hear good news from his mouth speedily. Totzi'enu, take us out. Me'afema la'ora, from darkness to light. Ashrei mishero upon a b'chalom. Fortunate is the one who saw his face in a dream. Ashrei mishero tan lo shalom ve'chazir lo shalom. There were tanoim and alivayim that would get a good morning from Eliyahu. Fortunate is the one to whom he says, hello, Hashem Yivarech Etamu Vashalom. God will bless his people. Kakosov,
There it is, that next to last pasuk in Tanakh. In number 11, we have the harachamon that is said in benching after a brit milah. Harachamon yishlachmon u'koin tzedek. May the compassionate one send us the righteous priest, Hashem Yitach Leilom, who was taken into hiding. Adhu chalim kiso kashemesh yuel lahalom, until a throne, bright as a sun, radiant as a diamond, is prepared for him. Vayolet pono badarto. We learn the pasuk that as God is passing by him, the prophet who covered his face with his mantle and wrapped himself in it, when God declared, Briti haita ito hachayim v'shalom. My covenant is with him of life and peace. Who else was given a covenant of peace? Pinchas. Hinini no tein lo et briti shalom. Number 13. I have different siddurim have all sorts of different things. There's the standard. I have one where there are three additional standards. And the three additional stanzas begin with the letters Aleph Mem Tav, which is truth. And about Eliyahu, the woman whose child he brought back to life. She says to him, now I know ki dvar Hashem b'ficha, that the word of God in your mouth is emet, is truth. Keil podemi kol tsar, the God who redeems us from all the oppressors. Kira anucho, we call you min hametzar, from the straits in which we are in. Yadachalo sitzar, your hand is not short, you can do whatever you want. Lo yom v'lo laila, that always come to Karaitan assistance. Who do we want? We want Michael, Tsar Yisrael, the Prince of Israel, Eliyahu, the Gavriel, and Gavriel. Yavou, let them come im ha-goel, with the Redeemer. Kumu, Ronu, b'chatzi ha-layla, arise and sing in the midst of the night. T'nolonu shavua tov, ranon tigan ratov, dam Hashem yitin ha-tov, kolayom b'chol alayla. We have two pictures. We have Eliyahu 1 and we have Eliyahu 2. Eliyahu of Tanakh is an angry man, a zealot. Eliyahu 2, the Eliyahu that we know throughout all of the generations, is the merciful, the compassionate, the concerned, the one who stands ready at every moment to help Klal Yisrael. And he has, as Karvona of old, Zachor Latov. What happened to Eliyahu between Tanakh and history? What happened to him? What created the change? What made him different? So I'm going to answer with a question. A question that was asked by Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Mipartichov. The Helig Reb Levi Yitzhak Mipartichov, 18th century. Who doesn't know Reb Levi Yitzhak Mipartichov? He asks the following question. Gemara, very often it says, when a question is left unanswered, the Gemara says, Teiku. Teiku. Teiku means, well, we don't have an answer. But we have been taught since childhood that the word teiku stands for tishbi, yitareitz, kushyot, va'abayot. The tishbi, Eliyahu, is going to come one day and he is going to give the answers. There are even a number of places in the Gemara where the Gemara says about something we don't know who it belongs to, yehemunach, leave it until yavo Eliyahu, until Eliyahu comes. For Reb Levi Yitzhak Mipartichov asked an awesome question. When this great period in Jewish history is going to come,
Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be alive.
Why do we go ask Elio? Let Moshe Rabbeinu answer. What are we asking him for? Yehi munachat sheyavo Moshe Rabbeinu.
Rabbi Socha Shlomo Tachtal in the Eim Amonis Mecha says, Oy, how happy Rabbi Levi Yitzchok Mibaditchit would have been if he would have known that precisely the same question was asked 200 years earlier by Rabbi Moshe Mitrani. Rabbi Moshe Mitrani was a member of the Beit Din in Tzfat of Rabbi Yosef Karo, and he wrote a sefer, awesome sefer, called Beit Elokim on Jewish thought. It's the same question, and they both give the same answer. And the answer becomes very, very important. And of course, we'll see how the Ein Habon and Smeich of Rabbi Socha Shlomo Tarchtal Hashem in Kol Damo, nearly toward the end of the war, the Germans gunned him down and killed him in Budapest. He says, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was dead all of these years, while Eliyahu was alive. You ask a shayla, you have to ask a shayla to somebody who's alive and is involved, and he knows all that has transpired. He's with it, he's in things, he understands the needs, the hopes, the aspirations, the feelings of a people. Moshe Rabbeinu was not alive during all of these years. Eliyahu was. Two people are Rishon, the Mabit, and Rav Levi Yitzchok Mibaditchit. The Baal Eim Habon Simecha was a Talmud and a Chassid of the Munkacher Rebbe, the Minchas Eluza. The Minchas Eluza was anti-Zionist in every fiber of his being. Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Tarchtal's writing in 1943, Budapest, and he says, would my great Herbert be alive today? All of his shittas would no longer be relevant. Different world we're living in. This is not the world that he knew. We have to get out of here if we can only make our way out alive. Everything changed. All the hashkafas of yesteryear are no longer relevant. When we're talking about hashkafas in the real living world, the Rebbe, the Munkacher Rebbe, is like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came out Paskin. You know who Paskin? Eliyahu HaNavi. Because he knows. He knows exactly what's happening. The night of the Seder. Who is the personality that emerges in the Haggadah? Eliyahu HaNavi. Not Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who explains to us what the night of the Seder is all about. Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who tells us, and I've been saying it for years now, that the night of the Seder is not merely about what happened yesteryear. It's not once upon a time. It's not some kind of a divine fairy tale. The mitzvah of Sifu Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be brought down to the year 5772. Who is the one that can bring it into the present moment in history? Eliyahu HaNavi can bring it to the present moment because he's here. But it's much more than that. There's a process that Eliyahu HaNavi has gone through, and I think that's exactly why the Rabbeinu Shalom, and by the way, the Chantan says it, we saw it before, and there are others. Eliyahu is Chai V'Kayom. He's alive. Do you know what Eliyahu HaNavi has seen before his very eyes? the awesome drama of Jewish history. He has watched through the generations. He has seen Kiddush Shem Shamayim. He saw Jews being burned at the stake. He saw Jews going into the guest chamber singing Amimamin. He saw Jews giving their lives despite all their suffering. They remained faithful. Oh, does he learn a lesson from history? You know what happens to him? What happens to Evio is he becomes an Ohev Yisrael, a lover of every Jew, of such awesome proportions. He's been by every bris, and as I mentioned earlier, he must have been by all sorts of brises throughout history that were taking place under cover of darkness, someplace in a cave or in a bunker. He saw what he didn't see by any other people on the face of this earth. We define everything. We're still alive. It's awesome. Not only we're still alive, we have become more powerful now than we ever were in history. What did I say a few weeks ago? 65 years ago, we were begging the Allies to bomb the rail lines to Auschwitz. Now our whole world is trembling. What is the Israeli Air Force going to do in Iran? Do you know what an awesome change has taken place? Anybody who can't thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Hallel Shabbat for Hodoyah, for the awesome beauty and strength of the Jewish people today, is unaware of history. And you don't know this history. I didn't see these. I don't know my boys in Hanover didn't walk around with their noses in the ground. You understand, on Thursday, waiting until the day is over. Anybody who wants to come out and see my car on the side over there, about 5 minutes after Shabbos was over, it seems that my first flag went down. And my car was dirty, and in the dirt it says, Shavarnu Lachem Et HaDegel. We broke your flag. It's all right. We've always, my wife and I, every morning, by the dawn's early light, what a proudly we hail. When we get up in the morning and we see the flag there on the car, the flag survived another day. You know, the stars and stripes survived longer than the flag of Israel on my car. But there's another one there, and there are more ready in the car if that goes down. Eliyahu Hanavi has seen something that every one of us has to see. We're an awesome people. We're an awesome people. God has blessed us. God has given us Eretz Yisrael. He's given us an army that's powerful. Nobody has the right to tell God how to do it and when to do it and who should do it. He makes those decisions in history. The Pesach in history is God and nobody else. And this is what he did, and this is what he gave us. So we have to have Hakoras HaTov. So come out 23,000 who gave their lives for this country. And what about, how many times have I told you I learned here in 1955 and in 1956? A poor, weak, poverty-stricken, penurious Olam HaTorah. There's no Olam HaTorah. Look what you have over here today in this state. That we shouldn't have Hakoras HaTov. We shouldn't recognize God's greatness and God's goodness. What are you talking about? One of the nicest, ugliest things I've ever said, or ugliest, nicest, I don't know, whichever you want to say. In Hallel, we keep moving from pain to joy. In Hallel, with a bracha, or without a bracha, You keep moving from one to the other. There are moments of pain. And then even when we come to the great statement, Zahayom, this is the day of Hashem that God has wrought. Let us be full of joy and happiness on this day. Immediately afterwards, we say, Oh, Hashem, please, God, save us. We move. The mood swings so dramatically. You know why? Because that's the Jewish condition. At the very same moment that we have so much to thank God for, there is a threat. There's an awesome, terrifying threat. And that bunch of young men in Haranof last Friday. You know, we get into these discussions. Not me, I never start anything. You know, they always start up with me. So, I asked these finely young men, like, did you once pray yet that the rebellion should destroy Ahmad and Jed? Once! Did you think about once starting? Five of them stood there shamefacedly and said, no. I told him, you better start doing that every day. And I'll tell you something else. When I say Birkas HaShachar, Birkas HaShachar, Zokeif Kifufim, it's not only me, Klal Yisrael is standing up strong. Pokeach Ivrim, to open up eyes that are blind. Ozer Yisrael begvurot, to give Israel strength. Who's it talking about? Who does that mean? What's he talking about? People who say these brothers their whole lifetime and never stop for a moment. They want to talk about Ozer Yisrael betifada, to cloak Israel with glory. That's us today. Yes, Midinas Yisrael, Tzvagadav Yisrael. And what do you have in mind when you say Baruch Ata Hashem Hadomel Chasodim Tovim La'amo Yisrael? It's you, the God who gives great gifts and beautiful blessings to his people Israel. That's what we have to do. We should thank the Rebbeinu every day that we find ourselves in the historic times in which we live. Eliyahu Hanavi saw it. Eliyahu Hanavi watched it for over 2,000 years. He's been following everything because he's alive. He has developed a love, a passionate kamolus on behalf of glorious Lord. That's why Eliyahu 2 is different than Eliyahu 1. Anybody who knows Jewish history, and I keep saying that we have to teach our children the history of the last 70 years. Yeah. The last 70 years are the most awesome period in the history of any people on the face of this earth. No other people ever had anything this world. Our children have to know it and they have to learn something from it. And I think the job is ours. I'm not so sure that the schools they attend are going to give them that lesson. We saw it all. We saw it all. I'm very happy to be in our age group. We saw it all. We understood it all. Some more, some less. Awesome period of history. So then the ugly, beautiful thing I once said, and with that I'm going to close. If you can't say in the fullness of your neshama, Zehayom, this is the day that God made. Nagila v'nishnachavo. You know what? Don't bother saying, Oh, Hashem, oh, Shiona. God, please help us. He doesn't want to hear from you. You know who God wants to hear from? Somebody can say, Zehayom, Osh Hashem, Nagila v'nishnachavo. Zehayom, what you did for us. What we are the beneficiaries of. If you can say that, then the Rebbeinu is going to listen to you and say, Oh, Hashem, Oh, Hashem, Oh, Hashem.
Oh no, Hashem wants me. Oh no. I think we have to learn from Eliyahu too. The transformation of Eliyahu Hanavi is the result of looking clearly at Jewish history, most awesome history of any people on the face of this earth. Chag Sameach. And listen, tomorrow is Yom HaZikaron. It's a very, very important day. And you know what I don't like? I'm going to end one more thing. When they tell their students, if you're outside, you should be feel for other people, so you should stand. What do you feel for other people? Feel for yourself. You don't have to have a suppose that 23,000 people will die. No, you have to be out in the street. You've got to be nice. Shouldn't be for us. What are you talking about? Be part of Jewish history. Live it. Feel it. Talk to them.